This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's important that as we look at the future here and what's coming down, that we don't kid ourselves about where we are in history. We are not returning to democracy in America. It's over. And it's over because the lunatic left, or maybe you call them the lawless left, they will not tolerate fair and free elections ever again. You've got this lunatic Hillary Clinton, a mafioso political criminal who is guilty of treason and multiple felony crimes, still out there saying that Putin handed the election victory to Trump, when there's, it's such a farce. It's such a brazen lie. All they're doing now is trying to feed their own lunatic base some red meat to try to keep the conspiracy theory alive, when this massive multi-year investigation by Robert Mueller has, of course, essentially exonerated President Trump from any such involvement. The entire thing was a farce to begin with. It was illegal Obama administration spying on the Trump administration. It was FBI collusion, FBI inserting spies. It was a John Brennan CIA-run political coup campaign. And a lot of those people are going to go to prison, by the way. But it was a massive criminal enterprise, a massive hoax carried out to try to overthrow America. But the point is, it was carried out because leftists do not believe in elections. They do not believe the people should be able to choose any political candidate or president. They believe that they alone have the right to win elections, and that if a Republican ever wins an election, then it's illegitimate by definition. So let's understand, the lunatic left does not believe in democracy. They do not believe in anything that's fair or free. They do not believe in the rule of law. What they believe in is deep state coercion, corruption, lies, treason, false flags, anything that it takes for them to remain in power. And let's also not pretend that we're going to be able to return to anything like the America that you remember growing up with. That's long gone. The FBI is a corrupt, anti-American organization. The media hates America. The universities have become left-wing, truly cry-bully, snowflake, libtard indoctrination centers. They don't even teach anything anymore except victimhood and some kind of weird anti-science gender fluidity biology classes that just make up weird stories and tell the students that all this is true. It's insane. They've become a cult. The left can only be defeated at this point, not through elections, but by, let me be careful here. Well, I'll put it this way. The left is going to start a revolution. They're going to start an armed assault on America. And the way to defeat them is to defend America, stand up for the rule of law, use the tools at your disposal to eliminate these domestic terrorists and these insane lunatic leftists who are carrying out acts of treason and felony crimes against America and trying to assassinate. They will be trying to assassinate President Trump, and they'll be trying to assassinate Christians and conservatives and all these targets. Look, it's pretty obvious that you can't reason with these people anymore, right? And they won't respect any rule of law. They have no honesty. They have no ethics, zero morality. They're not even human. Let's just be honest here. They're not what you would qualify as a human being. I mean, to be a human being, you have to have some amount of reason. You have to have a functioning brain, and you have to have a heart. You have to have some kind of compassion for fellow human beings. These lunatic leftists function now like zombies. They are heartless, they're soulless, they're brainless, they're mindless. They are like, they're triggered by activation words to go into these insane emotional rages that you've seen on camera like this student at a school that went on this violent attack, just out of the blue, attacking a person there who had a pro-life sign, you know, like, hey, don't murder babies. And this lunatic, a female student, just walks up and she's like, and she's screaming and she's punching and hitting and she's telling them, you're full of hate. And it's like, what? You are some kind of insane zomboid here. And this is what they are. That's my point. There's no humanity left inside that shell. Do you understand? These people are soulless, mindless zombies, and they're activated with trigger words that are programmed into them by the media. And of course, the trigger words include things like abortion, but also, of course, racist. You're a racist. Oh, you're a bigot. Oh, you're intolerant. Oh, you're a Christian. These people are triggered by words like God and Jesus and saved and Bible. Yeah, you say the word Bible and they just become like weird, shaking, shriveling demons. They're not human anymore. This is my point. And you're not going to be able to defeat them by engaging in human interaction like you would a normal, sane individual, where you could sit down and you could debate an issue and you could point out the rules and here's the law and here's how you're violating the rules. We're so far beyond that in this country because the left has taken us there. The left has pushed us to the edge, and they can only get their way by now having a zombie communist overthrow revolution attempt where they send wave after wave of zombies into what they consider to be enemy lines, i.e., I guess patriots or the White House or something. I don't know. The only plan they have now is a mad, mindless, just assault wave of flinging their soulless zombie bodies onto the enemy, their enemy, I mean. And this is it. This is their plan. And we're never going to have a day where you can go back and you can reason with somebody like Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or, you know, any of these liberals. I mean, even the college students or the college professors at this point, you can't reason with them. You try to reason with them about economics or the Second Amendment or the rule of law, and eventually, usually very quickly, usually within two sentences, it just comes down to them screaming at you that you're a racist bigot. That's it. Their entire argument is just screaming nonsense. Literally, that has become their argument on everything. Oh, you don't like chopping up babies after they're born? Oh, you're a racist bigot. Oh, you think you should be able to own a gun and defend your home against violence? You're a racist bigot. Oh, you support Trump? You're a racist bigot. You want to defend America against a foreign invasion of illegals who are flooding into the country by the hundreds of thousands? Oh, you're a racist bigot. Didn't you know that? Oh, you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton? You're a racist bigot. Oh, you don't think that there are 5,000 genders? You're a racist bigot. So you know how this goes. You've seen this before. They're insane. They're not human. They no longer have higher brain function. So don't live under any illusions that some sanity is going to be restored. I mean, look at these Hollywood lunatics too, and like Robert De Niro screaming like a madman, and others, Kathy Griffin, is that her name? The Mr. Trump head decapitated woman. She's kind of sketchy looking to begin with, even before she was holding Trump's decapitated head. But they're insane, okay? They're insane. And at some point, maybe Trump's going to activate everybody and maybe he's going to announce Operation Clean Sweep, which would be great. Just sweep through, arrest Nadler, arrest Schiff, arrest Robert Mueller, who's a traitor, and James Comey and all these people. Let's just sweep through. Under the orders of the president, occupy and dismantle all the tech giants, arrest their CEOs, hold them for trial. Have military police arrest if it takes that. It's time to clean up this country. Shut down the Netflix child porn crap, the Satan-worshipping, demon-pushing child porn shows that they have like Sabrina. I mean, my God, it's time to take this country back. We're just sort of waiting for orders from headquarters at this point. When I say we, I just mean every decent human being is just sick of all this and ready to defend America and ready to clean up this world and ready to end the zombie infestation of our society. The zombies have got to be stopped. The zombies have got to be rejected. Well, the zombies cannot live in civil society, obviously. They can't even function at any kind of brain level. So we'll see what happens. Stay informed. Keep reading my websites, naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. And of course, you can hear my podcast and watch my videos at brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. And thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here in Texas, coming to you from Texas, ready to handle anything that they throw our way. Let's pray for America. Respect the rule of law. Keep it all legal. Do not initiate violence, but be ready to stop violence that is initiated against our president and our country. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Counterthink. I want to remind you that my work is supported by the Health Ranger Store. HealthRangerStore.com. We are the only online retailer of foods, superfoods, and nutritional supplements that now conducts glyphosate testing in an ISO-accredited laboratory that we own, that I run. We test our products for glyphosate and certify them to be glyphosate tested. You can see the icons on our website. If you want clean food, check out HealthRangerStore.com.